This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are plenty of smart, happy 10-year-olds in St. Louis, but there's only one Maisie Gilliland. Maisie loves to sing, draw, and take care of pets, typical kid stuff, but her life wasn't always good. She had a secret. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler explains how telling that secret, with her family's support, made things better and made her a film star.
Hi, come on in.
Maisie's mom, Amber Gilliland, welcomes me to their Overland home. Maisie wanders in wearing a hot pink jacket and fluorescent green pants, a lacy headband holding back her dark wavy hair. Mother and daughter sit down and snuggle on a comfy brown couch in front of a computer for the day's homeschooling routine.
Okay, we're going to learn about 3D shapes.
Wait, I know what that one is. A triangle or prism.
It's a prism, that's right.
But Amber says figuring out the shape of Maisie's life has been harder than any math problem. It started when she was about 4.
I would see her doing little things like putting my shirt on and making it tight around the waist and telling me, Mommy, I'm wearing a dress like you, or wearing my high heels around the house.
Lots of kids dabble in dress up, even boys, which is how Maisie appeared at birth and was being raised. But for Maisie, it wasn't play. It was real.
I always have to say, I'm a girl, like 1,000 times.
This once happy kid started coming home crying every day from school. Amber went online, talked to experts, and kept hearing the word transgender. Then she learned that 50% of transgender youth attempt suicide by the age of 20.
And I decided right then and there that there's no way, as long as I am taking a breath on this earth, that my child will live like that.
Amber embraced Maisie's new name and identity and female pronouns.
Dad, on the other hand, he struggled. There was a tough period. Divorce was in the discussion at one point.
But Dad, and eventually most other family members, came around. Maisie's cheerful personality began to return. Still, kids at school teased and bullied her, so her parents moved her to a new school where no one but the teachers knew her history. But that was also stressful for Maisie.
I tried to keep it a secret so nobody can see or figure out.
Maisie began to withdraw. Her grades fell. That's when Mom began teaching her at home, a place where Maisie feels protected.
Because there's no bullying, I can be focused on learning.
Now Maisie's comfortable telling the secret to the whole world. She and her mom are featured in a short film that's part of this week's Q-Fest of LGBT films at the High Point Theater. Amber's determined to tell the story every way they can.
To help other families and let them know that you're not alone.
But even with her life an open book, Maisie's still affected by a childhood that swung from being taunted for who she is to hiding who she is. Just last week, Maisie had a dream about being naked at school.
And when I opened the door, people laughed at me. He's like, ah, she's really a boy. She has boy parts.
Amber's concerned that humiliation and worse may await her daughter as she gets older.
I'm very worried about her future.
Transgender kids are at way higher risk.
Therapist Lee Bereen has counseled transgender clients for 25 years. He says as a transgender woman of color, Maisie could face great danger.
Not only is she female, but she's biracial and transgender, and there is way higher incidence of physical violence, harassment, abuse.
But Bereen says Maisie is also lucky. She has the best chance for a successful life because of her supportive family. Amber Gilliland wants people to know that support means the whole family has to transition, and that it can be hard to let go of things like your child's birth name.
When we first transitioned, I struggled. I sort of mourned the loss of my child. Now, the name she has fits perfectly. You know, she's my little Maisie Star.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.